You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 146, The Sandbox. Thank you for tuning in to our show today. In this episode, I will share a very special message from Spirit with you. This was actually a chapter that never made it into my book, Doors of Light. This information was given to me when I was in the process of writing my book. I wrote it down just like all the other chapters, but it didn't seem to fit in when I was putting the book together. I thought maybe it was a chapter for my next book, but it seems that this information is to be shared with you on this podcast. The title of this episode, The Sandbox, is a very interesting story. It is a parable, and it has a very deep message within it for all of us. Spirit says it is as though we are spending a day at the beach. This is referring to the human race and our physical experience on this planet. And even though we've traveled to the beach on many occasions, we seem to always get caught up in the same fight. Spirit compares us to children whose parents have brought them to the beach to enjoy a beautiful day. But all the children seem to want to do is fight over the pails and shovels in the sandbox. Each day, we gravitate to the same space and fight over the same things. There's always a group of kids that are trying to control all the fun. They are the bullies. They get there early so they can take over all the pails and shovels. They do this so they can create confusion when the other children come to play. These are very selfish and mean children, and they get pleasure from causing others pain. Most of the children leave the sandbox each day crying over how they've been treated by the bullies so unfairly. But still, each and every day, they return to the beach and insist on going to the sandbox and fighting with the bullies over the pails and shovels. Spirit says this is very interesting to observe because the beach is filled with sand, but for some reason the children have their focus on only playing inside of the box. There are other things to do at the beach, but it may take a little imagination to have fun. Down the beach, just a short distance away, you see a child or two that has created a beautiful sandcastle or pirate ship, and they did this using their own imagination and creativity. There's a stand on the other side of the beach, and at this stand, they have all kinds of blow-up toys for the children to play with. There's floatable mermaids and sea turtles, rafts and inner tubes. There's fancy pails that make neat little sandcastles and plenty of shovels for everyone. But no one seems to know they're even there. Just a few stray children who desire to play on their own outside of the sandbox. Spirit says that this is us. We have come to this beautiful planet to enjoy a physical experience. But for some reason, we have turned a beautiful opportunity into a constant fight. We have the ability to create whatever we desire, but instead we put our energy and focus on fighting with one another. It has become a power play, and it's all because most of us want to play with their toys. We are like the children who are fixated on fitting in to the box. They have a need to fit into a world that has been created by others, even though they have the ability to create a world of their own. The entire beach is at their disposal, and with a little imagination, they can create anything that they can conceive. The only requirement is that they need to step out of the box. If we just take a look around, we'd actually see that there's an abundance of other things to do, other ways to create an income, to start your business, to maintain your health, and so on. The bullies only have power because we want to fit into their world. We really do have the entire beach at our disposal, and there are wonderful things that are available to us. But we miss out on much of it because our focus is on trying to fit in. Spear says this story is not only a parable, but it is a paradox of the human experience. We have come to the earth plane to have fun and to enjoy this physical experience. But we've all become distracted and gotten sidetracked And now we think that others have power and control over our lives. They keep the pails and shovels away from us, and so we have to fight with them to make them share. We have completely lost focus of the fact that the universe has more than enough for everyone, and no one can keep anything away from you when it's yours. The sandbox represents a world of limitation. It reflects the belief that only a few have power over the many. This is the dominant belief within the sandbox, and it is the reason for the constant fighting in our world. It is only an illusion that others have power over you. And if this has become true for you, then it's only because you have given your power away. We are universal beings of light. We are co-creators with Source, and there's an entire universe at our disposal. This beach stretches as far as the eye can see, and the bullies don't have any power over it. They only control the sandbox, but they don't control the beach. That's only an illusion. Now it's up to you to get out of the box and to use your imagination and creativity to create the life of your dreams. Thank you again for taking the time to listen. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.